Henry Lugali spent the week since he got to Nairobi thinking about the nightmare that life has become back in Juba.
The way people suffer in South Sudan is not good.
Before the conflict started in December, Lugali was a businessman running a busy store in Juba's stomping neighborhood. But since violence erupted on December 15th, he says things have gotten so bad back home that he practically lost the roof over his head.
Because our home, it was near with the home of the president. From there, those people come and remove all the things in the store, two beds, and they have some solars on the top. It was removed also.
Solar panels?
Yeah. They removed the solar, and even he took my car. One car of mine, it was took it.
Who took your car?
These soldiers. They are soldiers. It was Tiger soldier.
By Tiger soldiers, Lugali means members of President Salva Kiir's Presidential Guard, also called the Tiger Division. Lugali says the same soldiers man the checkpoints that are all around Juba. They used to stop him several times a day, he says. South Sudan Information Minister and government spokesman Michael Makui says checkpoints are normal in times of trouble.
There are certain stages whereby you may be required to be checked. And if you resist to be checked, then definitely you are against that. Anybody who decides to be intransigent, anybody who wants to go against the law, anybody who wants to take law into his own hands, these are the people who must be handled. And if he had happened to be one of those intransigent ones, then definitely he could have an encounter with the checkpoint.
But Lugali insists he was not intransigent and says the soldiers at the checkpoints harass people like him because he's not from the same ethnic group as they are. One time, he says, when he was on his way to pick up some items on the list for his shop, he was stopped at a checkpoint and the soldiers asked him,
"Where are you going to?" I'm saying, "I'm going to Dorit." "Where are you from?" I say, "I'm from town." "So which tribe of you?" I say, "I'm Baria." "So where are you going to Dorit if you are Baria?"
Then Lugali says the soldiers told him they were going to arrest him. He asked them why. The soldiers told him,
"You have this list of people and you have iPhone. This iPhone, where you get these pictures of referendum?"
I asked the information minister, Michael Makui, if it is illegal to have pictures of the referendum or any historic events on a smartphone. He replied,
"How can you be prevented from carrying pictures of people who are celebrating the referendum? This cannot just be accepted by a sober mind. He must have been carrying other pictures which he knows. Otherwise, nobody will ever stop me from carrying pictures of my celebration."
Lugali insists that he is telling the truth. He says he eventually fled Juba because he got tired of being stopped, being harassed, and having to pay kickbacks or hand over his belongings.
You cannot flee because there are so many checkpoints in the town. There are soldiers there, a prison soldier. They are there, they are checking the cars.
Lugali says he noticed, though, that there seem to be different rules at the checkpoints for different people.
So those people checking the cars, it was soldiers. Many of them, they are dinkers. If you get you Equatorian, we remove you and check even after 3 meters, 4 meters, you'll get another one. We'll remove you also out from the car. We'll check again. But if those dinkers come, it's all here. You get you again, we leave them to go.
In a statement released on Christmas Eve, President Kiir condemned those who, quote, are targeting others because of their tribal affiliation, unquote, and said he has ordered the country's security forces not to harass civilians in any way. For South Sudan in Focus, I'm John Tanza, reporting from Nairobi.